Hello, GWA. This is Lady Vicarian, and I had this questioner placed before me rather like a gauntlet. Thank you, Nickel Silver. This questioner is the procrastination questioner. I love the first question, it's just like straight out there. One, when do you feel the most sexually confident and why? I am a big believer in you have to have a firm grasp of the mind before you even have a chance of engaging the body. So for me, I think it's when somebody has that really firm grasp on my mind and on my attention, so that you forget all the shyness, you forget everything else, just literally what is happening at the moment. That's when I'm at my most sexually confident, when I can forget everything else and just focus on that one thing or that one person. Number two, if you could live anywhere, where would it be? Oh God, there are so many cool places. Although I would be quite sad and say I'd actually stay in Scotland, but I'd like to live out in the country in Scotland because, you know, as nice as I am, I really don't like people very much. So somewhere out of the way where I could just, you know, live somewhere quiet where there aren't screaming children in the middle of your audios or aeroplanes or, you know, brass bands, which I have literally encountered during an audio. So somewhere quiet. It's not a very detailed answer, but it's what I would want. Are you a clean or messy person in bed? Well, I certainly don't eat, you know, baked beans on toast in bed, but I'm pretty sure that's not what you mean here. I think it depends literally on what you're doing at the time, because I think many acts can be clean or messy. So I think that's a 50-50 question, to be honest. Four, when you hit an obstacle, do you turn left, volunteer to direct traffic around it, or floor the accelerator? Well, most people who know me know what I'm like, and I'm far too nice for my own good. Despite disliking people, I'm a real paradox. I understand this. But I would probably volunteer to direct the traffic around it, because I'm too nice in that respect. Okay, number five, what's your favourite motivational saying? I guess the one that's always stuck with me is, scars remind us where we've been. They don't have to dictate where we're going. Six, do you know your life purpose? Fuck no. I have no clue of my life's purpose. I just bounce around like an errant tumbleweed. So I'm sorry, I don't have a more satisfactory answer than that. True or false, if her bra matches her panties when she takes off her clothes, it wasn't you who decided to have sex. And I just clicked on the link to that and I kind of got really, really distracted. So that was counterproductive. Entirely counterproductive, but hello. Right, it depends on the person, because you get these really, really, you know, anally retentive people who will have, you know, they cannot step out of the house unless they're wearing matching bra and panties. I would say no, not in all cases, but in quite a few cases, yes. And, you know, if it looks like a really nice, special pair, and I'm fairly sure that most gentlemen can tell the difference between a special pair and a normal pair these days. Then, yeah, so I would say that's not necessarily true, so that's false. Would you rather walk, ride a bike, ride a horse, drive a Harley, or fly a plane? I'd ride a horse because I know how, all the other stuff. I can walk, obviously, and ride a bike, but driving a Harley or flying a plane, that's not going to happen. So, probably ride a horse. If money was no object, what would you do all day? And who'd you do it with? No limits. I would run an animal sanctuary. I adore animals, and it's been my profession for quite a while, so I'd like to continue doing it with, like, hassle-free and, you know, no limits. So you'd always have the money for what you needed. And, well, all of my friends, really. I like the whole commune within limits, the whole commune atmosphere. I've never been one for... See, again, I'm a paradox. I hate most people, but the people that I adore and the people that I like, I do like having them around me. So that sort of community type thing. What's the longest you've gone without sex? 5 years. I'm moving swiftly on. What's the most unusual thing you've ever eaten? I've not really... I think ostrich meat is probably the weirdest thing that I've ever eaten. That was a long, long time ago. Ever been stood up? When did you realise it and what did you do? Bonus question, were the police involved? Unfortunately, I don't have an interesting answer for this because I haven't been stood up. Once. No, that was it. But I was like 14 years old and he was really, really scared for some reason and just left a note through my door rather than coming to tell me. But, you know, that's a 14-year-old for you. Well, I hope this questionnaire has been interesting or at least amusing for you. Nickel Silver, you have your answers. Take care, guys.